Hey, podcast friends and partners out there. This is TL and Rebecca coming at you again with a word of wisdom. We pray that it's going to help you on your journey today.
We are one, and we always know that we're better together. And one of those things that help is the wonderful gift of forgiveness and the gift of apology and expressing regret when things don't always go the way we want them to go. We have to be able to say, guess what? I'm sorry.
Well, you know what? Also, in matching that up, knowing that in a relationship, you have to be together. And so we have been talking about a subject of being better together. And I think in our relationship, we are better together. I would not and could not imagine not being in this healthy, blessed relationship with you, Rebecca.
Well, you know, the Bible says two are better than one and three is not easily broken. So we just are grateful that we're able to accept responsibility in a healthy relationship and say, I was wrong, and what can I do to make restitution? In other words, what can I do to make it right?
Well, when you're trying to make it right, number one, you're trying to reverse what could have happened, which is to lose trust. And any relationship, if it's going to be a healthy relationship, trust must be a part of it. So when mistakes are made, the first thing we need to be is sincere in our apology. And if I'm sincere in my apology, now I've gained your trust back. And I think that's what happens to build a wonderful relationship that can grow and glow.
And the termites are there, and termites always end up tearing the foundation of a healthy relationship. And that's when people aren't genuine and don't want to repent. But we're so grateful for the opportunity to request forgiveness and say, will you please forgive me?
Well, you know, I hope this is helping someone today, Rebecca, on our podcast. But we must go. Our time is out. But we want to know and let everyone know that we are one. God bless you guys. Hey, podcast friends and partners out there. This is TL and Rebecca coming at you again with a word of wisdom. We pray that it's going to help you on your journey today.
We are one, and we always know that we're better together. And one of those things that help is the wonderful gift of forgiveness and the gift of apology and expressing regret when things don't always go the way we want them to go. We have to be able to say, guess what? I'm sorry.
Well, you know what? Also, in matching that up, knowing that in a relationship, you have to be together. And so we have been talking about a subject of being better together. And I think in our relationship, we are better together. I would not and could not imagine not being in this healthy, blessed relationship with you, Rebecca.
Well, you know, the Bible says two are better than one and three is not easily broken. So we just are grateful that we're able to accept responsibility in a healthy relationship and say, I was wrong, and what can I do to make restitution? In other words, what can I do to make it right?
Well, when you're trying to make it right, number one, you're trying to reverse what could have happened, which is to lose trust. And any relationship, if it's going to be a healthy relationship, trust must be a part of it. So when mistakes are made, the first thing we need to be is sincere in our apology. And if I'm sincere in my apology, now I've gained your trust back. And I think that's what happens to build a wonderful relationship that can grow and glow.
And the termites are there, and termites always end up tearing the foundation of a healthy relationship. And that's when people aren't genuine and don't want to repent. But we're so grateful for the opportunity to request forgiveness and say, will you please forgive me?
Well, you know, I hope this is helping someone today, Rebecca, on our podcast. But we must go. Our time is out. But we want to know and let everyone know that we are one. God bless you guys.